Blog Talk Radio.
You go ahead. You go right ahead. If there's anything I enjoy more than hanging a sheep herder, it's hanging somebody who sticks his nose into my business. Go on. You try to cut that rope.
No, you got me scared. You do it. Dog!
Get him off! Get him off!
Dog, just who in the hell do you think you are?
Jacob McCandles.
Oh, I thought you were dead, Mr. McCandles.
Not hardly.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Together, side by side, all the wagons train.
Oh, I forgot.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a dandy weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Barefoot Spats and new toddler-sized cummerbunds. Fashion. Grenache. Dingus fashion. There you go. The Dingus fashion line. We thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. In low fidelity, mind you. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's Lighter Side of the United States Rapid Descent Toward Autocracy. The lighter side. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chendribble with his guest, Bjorn Morgan Morgan. Noted tea towel expert. And Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster, as part of his parole agreement. Fridays, of course, it's Friday Night Possum, but yeah, we'll get to that later. Well, it's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Hardy, har, har. I'm feeling better already, though. This is good juju. Good medicine. Anyhow, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, hello. Can you stay a while? Hello. Hello, good to see you smile. Are you hungry? What would you like? At Burger Chef, we'll treat you right.
At Burger Chef, we specialize in the male appetite. There's our double-decker Big Chef and the even bigger Super Chef with all the trimmings, both lean beef and flame broiled. Both only at Burger Chef, where nobody walks away hungry.
You know we'll always treat you right. Hello, hello.
Hello.
So you think you got trouble. The more you try, the worse you get. So you think the world don't like you. Now my car sounds like an old tin can. My wife went off with another man, and I strained a muscle in my fishing hand. My income tax is due, but I lost my money in a poker game, and I think my left leg is a-going lame. And my brother asked if I'd change my name, and that's what I think I'll do. My doctor told me not to smoke, drink nothing stronger than a Coke. I'm not even supposed to hear dirty jokes. I laughed and strained my heart. I had every ailment known to man, from the African mumps to the dishpan hand. Lost every race that I ever ran. I didn't even get a start. So you think you got troubles. The more you try, the worse you get. So you think the world don't like you. Well, brother, you ain't heard nothing yet. Some people call me a pessimist. They say that I ought to make the best of this. Well, maybe I am a pessimist. That's something that I wouldn't know. But one thing I do know, I'm telling you right now, I'm a milk in the wrong end of this old cow. And there's too many wrinkles in this boy's brow. That stuff has got to go. So you think you got troubles. The more you try, the worse you get. So you think like you. Well, brother, you ain't heard nothing yet. So I'm putting me a bar in the back of my car and drive myself to drink.
What kind of shit is that?
Oh, it's this kind of shit. Here we go.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
All right, very good. Very good. We will start off. Now, do you address the elephant in the room? Do you address the gorilla in the room? Or do you just get the fuck out of the room? That's my question. Which one? It's a mixed metaphor, I guess, somewhere along the line. But I'm not sure which one comes first. Luckily, one of the more literate possums is here tonight. The Ford Prefect. And he may be able to tell us all about which is it. Is it? It's. I know there's an 800-pound gorilla and an elephant in the room. Anyway, as you may note, my beloved co-host, Professor R.J. Gumby, is not here tonight. Nor will he be, I don't believe. He was pretty seriously. I got to talk to him and not talk to, exchanged greetings and whatnot. And, but his sister clued me in on the poop and all, so I'm not going to give you any really details because that's up to him. You know, it's his privacy and all. But he's pretty banged up, but he's doing okie doke now. He's okay now. He's getting better, but you know, may take a day or two to get his sea legs back. So I don't know. I'm considering putting the show on a hiatus because I don't know, man. It ain't the same without Gumby. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? We'll do it on a more sporadic basis. That is the elephant in the room alongside the 800-pound gorilla. I'm not sure which is which, though. Anyways, you think you got troubles. Man, I mean, this is what, you know, when a friend of yours, you ignore the elephant in the room, Ford says. Okay, that's where it comes. So, because this other guy I was reading before the show said it was the 800-pound gorilla. Through the 800-pound gorilla with the elephant in the room, and it became a mixed metaphor. Yeah. Alrighty. But, man, I've been having the hardest time with this freaking gas leak in my truck. This has been a month. We've been talking about this stupid thing. So it took me I had the truck in the damn garage for like a week waiting on a gas tank, which cost me an arm and a leg. And I only got, you know, two of each. And so I'm like, cool, all right, do. First time I put gas in it, oh, yeah, well, I guess when we removed the gas tank, the rusty filler arm sprung a leak. Well, okay. That's another couple of shekels on top of that. Okay, we should be good. So I'm driving all over creation this weekend. And I go to put gas in it, and it won't. You know how when your gas is full, the thing clicks off automatically? You can't just overflow your tank? Well, I can't even fill my tank because for some reason it's upchucking like every 2 ounces of gas. I was able to put like a dollar and a half's worth of gas in it today, which is like what? a tenth of a gallon? Anyway, I called a guy up. I'm pissed as hell. He's like, oh, well, it's poor little thing there down the bottom. Hopefully tomorrow, my truck will finally be fixed. And now, it was just really annoying. It was not good timing. It was just all around. It was bad. Bad. So... we're going to take our yayas out on something, man. Blow something up real good. It's not an encore presentation either. Nope. 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 And nope. But I mean, you got $4.20 a gallon here for gasoline. I can't really afford to pour it all over the driveway. But, my God, that's frustrating as hell, trying to put gas in the car. No gas going in the truck. What the hell? Still bugging me, man. So, but, you know, I ain't in the hospital or nothing like that. So, everybody wish Gumby get well soon. And I think he'll be okay. He seems to have his... He didn't lose his sense of humor. But, which is a good thing. Got it on the rocks tonight. Oh, defeat, yeah. Bummer, man. This sucks, man. World's going to hell in a handbasket. Here we are. What can we do about it? Nothing. Bunch of penny-ante operators. Oh! Uncle Bobo's playlist. I went back to Uncle Bobo's playlist. This Steve Key suggested this one on the Possum Undercover. Hit it, Bobo.
Dumps. Dumps. They call them dumps. Call them dumps. Big massive
big
dumps.
Massive dumps.
Huck huckabuck, baby. Huckabuck, baby. She said, huckabuck, baby, huckabuck all night long. She said, huckabuck, baby. Huckabuck, baby. Huckabuck, baby. She said, huckabuck, baby. She said, huckabuck, baby, huckabuck all night long. She said, ride, Jimmy, ride.
Indeed. You can't beat the Hucklebuck. I think that should be the official possum dance. You know, I should have the dang background music ready when I'm going to talk. Sounds better that way. It's weird being, it's an echo chamber by yourself.
Yes, it is. I know what you mean, Commodore.
I mean, I understand how Daddy G does it, because, you know, he's kind of loony anyway. Man. One of my pet fucking peeves today. I bought an onion last week, and I go to carve a chunk out of it today, and it's rotten. And you know how I feel about rotten. Ew. Yeah, man, that stuff, and the smell, the odor, hung in my nose for like 20 minutes after, and I had to take the garbage out. That was a lot of garbage got to go out now. Ugh. Rotten onion. Today of all days. Speaking of James Drury, I got in my face boo memories today. It's the 11th anniversary of our James Drury show. You know, when we actually had a incredible program here. Yeah, what is it with onions, man? When I was a kid, it was like we'd have a bag of onions in there forever, man. Yeah, they're still good. We kept them in the dark. I think I'll put mine in the dark cabinet next time I get an onion. I'm sticking it in the dark, because that's what we used to do when I was a kid. We'd keep them in the cupboard in the dark. Same with the taters. Didn't refrigerate them. On to something. Yeah, 11 years, Ope, since the old James Drury show. Apple Cheek says it don't work. I think, you know what? Because they're growing crappier onions today. That's what it is. Back in my day, you could trust an onion. You'd get an onion, bag of onions, and you could trust. Today, oligarchy. Hell in a handbasket. Oh, I have a fun story, but I'll do the roll call first. Alright. I only buy one at a time, Apple Cheeks. One! It was one single onion. And it was just like last week. It wasn't even a week. It was rotten when I bought it. The bastards. I'm going to have... Next time I buy an onion over there, and you know which store I mean because it's the only one in town, Kroger's, I'm checking my onions. Speaking of Apple Cheeks, there's Apple Cheeks Alice. She's having trouble with her onions and her feet and her bunions. Bunions and onions, man. Fucked up world. Tired of this shit, man. You know, gotta come a day when the possums will take as, you know, they will have taken as much as they could take. And then you know what they do. They lay down and play dead. Then what are you going to do, huh? Huh? Smart guys. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks. And there she is. The venerable. Well, that's probably not a good one. The absolutely charming and engaging Dr. Cake. It would not be a show without Dr. Cake. I guess you're tied with Gumby now, probably. I think you missed two shows. Gumby's missed the second show. I got the best attendance. But no one ever had perfect attendance. I kind of like that. Because, you know, it's just too neat. Well, thank you for coming, Dr. King. And completing our Canadian contingent is our old pal, Ford Prefect. It wouldn't be a Rotten Onion galaxy without Ford's bunions. Gumby's missed 2.5 shows. Oh, yeah, well, the one, I don't count the old man now. Oh, my God. Is that true? Ford says 8% of Americans, you do mean us, the dumb Americans, or does that include everybody, including the Canadians? This is 8% of Americans think that they could beat an elephant, a lion, or a gorilla in a fight while unarmed. He says, of course, they would have no arms at the end of the fight, or legs for that matter. It's weird, you know, because, like, I know in, like, when I'm laying in bed, just, you know, mind's going somewhere, and you kind of imagine you're stepping off of a cliff or something, you know. And it's always like in the Roadrunner cartoon. You step out and there's like a pause before you fall to the ground. Man, gravity just does not fucking work that way, man. Woo! If you've ever dropped an air conditioner out of a two-story window, you'll know what I mean. One second it's in your hands, the next second it's down there. That quick. Alrighty, didn't pause in the thing and little sound effect. No, it just did boom. You go down. Gravity's up. Unforgiving. Faster. Thanks for coming forward. Thank you, Canada, for your unwielding support. Mind-bending support of the Possum Hour, or Possum Hour, as it's called in some necks of some woods. 800-pound gorillas in a room with an elephant. Why do Americans want to fight lions? That's apple cheeks. That's a good question. That's a good question. I'm a little hinky about the groundhog, you know. He's got big teeth. Ning, 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 ning. Bump you. Nibble you to death. I think he took a chunk out of my tomato plant, too. Oak says anvils and pianos pause for a second if cartoons have taught him anything. It's so true, though. Just for a second, and then phew. And then the cloud of smoke comes up. Boosh. T.T. Trenton is here. He can fight wild beasts with one hand tied behind his back. Oh, by the way, I hope my sound is 5x5. Everything was milky earlier, so I reset all the gadgets that bring you this illustrious program. But thank you coming, GT, the strongest man on the internet. But odor isn't everything, pal, don't worry. Speaking of that, I was in the aforementioned grocery store the other day, and I'm checking out. I didn't have a lot of stuff. I try to, you know, try to cut back. And this cat next to me, what the fuck? I'm thinking, holy shit. I hope you bought some soap, pal. My eyes were watering. Who in the hell goes to the grocery store smelling like that? What a pig. Get away from me. I don't know if it brought that to mind, but, man, you know, if you can, you know, just take a whoosh once in a while. And speaking of whoosh, there's other people's eyes, our old pal Ope. I'm sure he's always well scrubbed. Before he goes out, this was just like plain B.O., man. You know, it wasn't like he smelled like he shit himself. It was B fucking O. B to the O, man. Like, boom. Thanks for coming, Hope. You're a good man and a nice guy. And, let's see. What's my cue, man? Do-do-do. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. All right, man. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge. With your super host, me.
As the Beaver.
Nothing anyone can say, but little can be done right now to make this go away. Cliched simple platitudes do naught to quell the dread, and the breath from gravity just send me crawling back to bed. It's useless in this moment to say we'll get through this somehow. There's time enough for action, but that time isn't now. Soon we can start planning for what may come to be. But what I could really use right now is a bacon roll and a cup of tea. I don't need positive affirmations, I need to scream and bawl. The unrealistic expectations won't help with this at all. This is shit. Well, this is shit. I'm not expecting answers, because they're out of your remit. I'm not looking for solutions, just for someone to admit that this is shit, this is shit, this is shit. You're trying to be helpful, and that is always nice. But right now all logic only grates, so don't try to give advice. I need someone to rant at who'll not judge or take offense at my incessant fucking swearing and my unfiltered sentiments. So stop the pragmatic interventions, just nod and say you'll understand. Pretend I'm not being an unreasonable asshole and hold on to my hand. This is shit. Oh, this is shit. I'm not expecting answers, because they're out of your remit. I'm not looking for solutions, just for someone to admit that this is shit, this is shit, this is shit. So let's all sit and just quietly get pissed, and drunkenly attempt to overanalyze all of this. We may now be bidding the old times goodbye, so let's not feel too embarrassed to have a bloody good cry. This is shit. Well, this is shit. I'm not expecting answers, because they're out of your remit. I'm not looking for solutions, just for someone to admit that this is shit, this is shit, this is shit. Well, this is shit. Oh, this is shit. I'm not expecting answers, because they're out of your remit. I'm not looking for solutions, just for someone to admit that this is shit, this is shit, this is shit. Well, this is shit. Oh, this is shit. I'm not expecting answers, because they're out of your remit. I'm not looking for solutions, just for someone to admit that this is shit, this is shit, this is shit. Oh, this is shit, this is shit, this is shit.
I'm having chest pain!
Yeah, man, boop, boop, boop. Trip, trip, triple. Hit my link up here. Speaking of baseball, yesterday was an interesting game. I missed it because I was, working. And I got home, and I looked at the highlights of the game. Well, my Pittsburgh Pirates won. Yay! And they were no hit by the Cincinnati Reds. In other words, the Pirates didn't get a hit. Whole game. The whole game. Yet they won the game. 1-0. The only reason it wasn't them that it happened, that was on the shit end of that stick, was because the Reds are just a little bit crappier than the Pirates this year, thank goodness. The Reds pitcher came out, pitched a whale of a game, walked a couple guys. They ended up loading the bases. Guy hit into a fielder's choice, which scored the run from third. That was the run. There was no hits. All on walks and a fielder's choice. Very funny. So anyway, that doesn't happen every day. That don't happen every day. Especially when you're talking about them 800-pound gorillas. Oh, my fun thing, man. So Saturday, wind it back. The EC comics. I've been collecting these EC comics, reprints of old 50s comics. And I've got almost all of them. I'm missing one or two here. I was missing one issue of Tales from the Crypt, number 29. Out of 30 of them. It's number 29. It's never, if you see it on eBay, it's like $30. I ain't spending no $30 for no comic book. What do I look like, Minsk from Pinsk over here? No. So, and I, you know, I kind of like said, well, you know, got to watch the pocketbook. Not buy stupid stuff. But, you know, I was bored. I was like, well, I'll just run that one up the flagpole. Tales from the Crypt 29. Bingo! Some guy's got it up for auction. Plus a copy of this other book that I needed. $5, minimum bid. And that was a pretty good price. Since, like, you know, compared to 30. Well, the dang auction ends at like 8 o'clock on Saturday night, and I'm working Saturday night, see? I'm in the middle of a gig. I can't be piss-farting around with my gym crack. You know, bidding on crapola on eBay. Son of a gun. Nobody else bid. I put in a minimum bid before I left the house. And in the middle of the gig, the gym crack goes, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Incoming data. You have won 2 comic books. Cough up $10 plus postage and tax. So I did that. But man, what a lucky. I felt like, nothing could go wrong from here. And then I tried to gas up the truck, and get a whole perspective on life change, just like that. I know, that was fun. Ope knows. Ope does eBay. It was fucking so cool, because I put down a minimum bid, and I'm thinking, man, I should have bid higher. And I'm like, well, it doesn't matter, because some asshole is just going to come in at the last second and outbid me, and then I'll be like, feeling like a dope. No, I don't know, and I kind of put like a spell of invisibility over it too, and I put my bid down. I'm like, you are invisible now. No one else can see you. No one else will be bidding upon you. And it worked. Or at least, that's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Yeah. Occasionally you get an amazing deal. It wasn't an amazing deal. Oh, but it was very good, very fair price for this item. And plus, the coolest thing, which is, this is a kind of anticlimactic, because I finish off my run of Tales from the Crypt. So I have every Tales from the Crypt comic that they ever printed, at least in the reprints. But then it's like, well, now what? I guess read them again. They are good. I mean, they're dandy story. People getting their heads chopped off and whatnot. One lady chopped up her husband, had him in the... No, it was the meat guy. It was the butcher had somebody chopped up in the window to thing, or no, his wife chopped up the butcher. I have to reread them so I can remember. I do believe that was a Jack Davis, who Jack Davis is a caricature deity. It tells the crypt and the haunt of fear, and what's the other one? Brain fog. It's also the anniversary, it's the 38th anniversary of the death of Andy Kaufman, or the alleged death of Andy Kaufman. He died when he was 35. He's been dead for 38 years. He's been gone longer than he was on this earth, which seems pretty incredible. I kind of gave up on him coming back and, you know, going, ha, 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 is this the joke after 30 years? I figured if he's going to, you know, 30 be it, I think he's really dead. You can say it. Well, let's do our quickie, because, bing, bong, bong. We got to do our salute. Our salute to our Ukrainian brothers fighting for freedom. The other side of the globe. I hope they kick the Ruskies' ass back to Moscow. Yeah. Running with your tails between your legs. The bastards. Here we go.
This will not stand, you know. This aggression will not stand, man.
I was born in Texas, I was bred in Kansas. When I get married, I'll be wed in Kansas. There's a true blue gal who promised she would wait. She's a sunflower from the sunflower state. She's a sunflower, she's my sunflower. And I know we'll never part. She's a sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my heart. I was fair in Kansas, clouds are rare in Kansas, never saw a place that could compare with Kansas. So I'm going home to keep a wedding date with a sunflower from the sunflower state. She's a sunflower, she's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part. She's a sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my heart.
That's nice, man. It came with its own applause there. I didn't get stuck short, if you know what I mean. It was a nice song, though. They had to change the lyrics and turn it into a ode to Vladimir Zinsky for the farts. I can't remember his name, but he's a cool guy. He's a cool guy, man. We like him. We like him a lot. Why doesn't it go? Oh, well, I'll have to fix that. Jeopardy. I had a weird observation. I wrote it down.
Thought I'd share it with you all.
Zelensky. Thank you, Apple Cheeks. Zelensky. So, I'm neither pro or
anti-mosque, speaking pandemic-wise. In other words, if I go to a place and they go, you got to wear a mask, I go, okay. And if I don't have a mask, I'll say, may I have a mask? And they'll usually give you a mask if they want you to wear one. Anyways, there are some silly times people are wearing masks, right? I was out on my walk this last week. This guy coming down, he's wearing a mask in his car by himself, right? He's in his car by himself wearing a mask. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this guy's very, very cautious, man. And then he blows the stop sign at the corner. This is a strange twist of priorities with this fellow, man. I mean, you're going to wear a mask, drive his car, buy himself, but fuck stop signs. I mean, those are useless. They won't prevent anything. That's why I'm glad I'm old and close to death. All right. It was just so absurd, man.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
All right. I'm going to come out and say the guy was a jughead. All right? He was a jughead. GT is he's briefing everyone on the fleet. Reliant. Oh yeah. Yeah, better put your mask on. It's 3 minutes. What is tonight's 3 minutes? Thank you, Ford. Yes, mask up. It's 3 minutes, you'll never get Bach. Oh, okay. Check the slideshow, you'll get a hint. This is 3 minutes. You'll never get back. And then some. That's what we'll call this one. Well, you could call it three. Or you could call it 3 minutes. Or you could call it 3 minutes you'll never get back. But you doesn't have to call it Johnson. Huh? Any guesses? Any rags? Any bottles? 3 minutes! You never get back.
Johnson.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
I don't know why I saved that. It's a non sequitur. here's a cheery story. They always suggest like weird stories that you might like. You click on it, you go, why the fuck do they think I might like this? Anyhow, this one site says dead bodies keep moving for more than a year after death, a new study finds. Now, I can't imagine these are embalmed corpses, but, yike, I guess decomposition and whatnot. So anyway, keep that creepy thought in mind when you hear about this guy. He was having chest pains. He died of a heart attack, right? This guy. While he was burying a woman that he killed. I don't know if you saw that in South Carolina. Very unusual homicide. He was trying to bury this gal in his backyard, man. He was 60 years old, and 60-year-old ticker. dispatched of a 65-year-old woman, wrapped her in trash rags, and, he got the pit dug, but I guess then he had to, peeled over. Well, it happened to the nicer guy. But imagine if the gal started moving and shit while he's digging. Maybe that was it. Maybe she got up and said, holy shit, I'm dead. Who knows, but good riddance to that piece of shit guy. Sorry about the old lady. But you never know. She might have been a jerk, too. Maybe he was the good. Maybe he was doing Earth a favor by getting rid of her. I don't know. I'm no judge. I thought this headline was funny. This was in all the papers. Big story. Big hero. A Florida passenger on a plane. I guess a small plane, and the pilot passed out. And the guy radios in, and they talked him down, and he landed the plane. But the headline read, Florida passenger who landed plane after pilot passed out says he had to do or die. Yeah, pretty much, man. Pretty much. It sums it up. Do or die. He did. Didn't die. Pilot's okay, too, so. That's almost as feel-good a story as my eBay thing. But not everybody can win on eBay. Okay, we got the animal world over here. T.T., you know too much about disposal of bodies, son. I'm not even going to repeat that on the air. Because we're in low fidelity here. There's kids watching. What the fuck you trying to pull? A monkey. Now, this is why you shouldn't be carrying around monkeys, number one. I'm not even going to go into, like, other animals and shit. But, in Texas, when he's little, little spider monkey, not a spider monkey, a capuchin monkey, some lady was in the store there with their pet 7-month-old capuchin monkey, and it escaped in the Dollar General. And they're still on the lookout for this thing, man. They're legal to own as pets in Texas.
But they don't know how to find this damn monkey, man. He disappeared. He's like, they said he was wearing a diaper. And he was last seen headed into a wooded area behind the store. So. Name's Boss. So if you run into a monkey wearing a diaper in Texas, it's probably Boss. So you could call the Polk County Animal Control, and they'll send a little tiny car over. It's a little monkey. It's a little guy. Yeah, don't take... Hope says, don't take your monkey to town. I know Apple Cheeks, he'd freak out. Imagine that. You're in the Dollar General looking for your soap without the shit in it, and... Oh, lo and behold, a spider monkey comes crawling up your leg. Yeah. Dig. That's almost as bad as the guy at the checkout at Kroger's. Woo! I bet you that monkey smelled better. No offense. All right. Now, more escaped animals. a trapped bear was rescued from a Six Flags theme park in California. He ended up getting trapped between two trailers. Oh, geez. What are they doing in the parking lot? I guess they like the bumper cars or something. Anyway, the bear was sedated, and the rescuers relocated him to a safe area by California Fish and Game personnel. And then, can you imagine that bear waking up in a strange woods somewhere going like, what the hell was I doing last night, man? Whoa! 1 minute I'm on the tilt-a-whirl, the next minute I'm out here by Lake Pontchartrain. Anyhow, good luck to that bear. And they didn't name him, so they were able to release him into the wild safely. Now here's where it gets dangerous. If you know about the bonobo chimps, they're like chimps, but they're not chimps. They're not cute and cuddly. Bonobos, sexual predator. They're creeps, man. They're like fucking pervs. They're the most perverted, well, one of the most perverted members of the animal kingdom. It'll fuck anything. And it will. Anyway, the Belgian zoo had a red alert, man, because one of their bonobos escaped, man. Oh, that'd be a rampage of embarrassing stuff all over the place, man. They actually have an emergency bonobo plan, evacuation plan, in case of bonobo attack. And it was implemented and worked like a charm. And then they were able to, they gave them a banana with some anesthesia. I swear to God, that's what they say. They gave a banana with some anesthesia, and they were able to put said bonobo, they didn't say his name either, back in his enclosure. So good luck to him, man. And back to slinging poop. Good deal. All right. Those are gross, man. We got a two-headed snake. Very quickly. Just to wrap up the animal world. A two-headed snake has survived 17 years. Which is like I don't know if that's Guinness Book record, but it's a long time for a two-headed snake, apparently, because anything that's an oddity like that doesn't have a long outlook for a long life, as illustrated by this mutant pig they showed. It was really weird. One head, one upper body, and then two lower bodies. It was like double pork chops, man. Crazy looking thing, but I think it was stillborn. So yeah, you don't want that. You don't want a weirdo thing like that to happen to your snakes and pigs, and especially a monkey. Shouldn't be able to breed them monkeys anyway, man. What is with that? People of Texas, man, they care around guns and monkeys. What's with these people? They're fucking crazy, man. Gee. I don't know. All right, we need some appropriate music here. It's time for the Guinness Records, ladies and gentlemen. First up, Brazil. A Brazilian farmer's 47-foot, 8.82-inch papaya tree breaks the world record. But that's, that's just the trees they know of, okay? Come on, man. There could be a papaya tree that makes that look like a toothpick. Or there could have been sometime. That's just a dumb record. They should have their own section. Dumb records Commodore doesn't sanction. All right, man. Now, I sanction this because this is something some guy does. A man jumps rope 71,185 times in 8 hours, unofficially breaks a record. Okay, I guess they're submitting that one. There's some controversy over how the rope skips were tallied, but Heinz, he's a South African athlete. He's going to attempt some more records as in the future. But jumping rope, man, that's a lot of rope skipping. A lot of rope skipping. But he's got real tight calves. Oh, GT's got to go, man. Hey, buddy, thanks for stopping by, man. Don't take any wooden nickels or drachnids or credits. Only wooden coffee tables. Okay, Canadian guy for a world record. Here you go, Canadian guys. A Canadian guy achieved the world record becoming the oldest man to record a headstand. Like I said, that could have been done by an older guy, too. It wasn't recorded, but I'm going to give this guy props for this, man. 75 years old. Doing like a real headstand, man. He's holding himself up with his hands. And I guess his head, too. No, I'm not sure if his head's touching the ground either. But, salute. Salute. What's that guy's name? He's got it. It's Quebec. So, Tenio Heli. Hey, hello to you, too. All right. Give me a name I could pronounce. Right, here's a Scottish man. He rode the length of Great Britain on a scooter in 11 days. On a scooter? Big deal. I could do that. The fuck? Stuart Jameson, he rode from Land Ends, England, to John O'Groats, Scotland, on his scooter to break a world record. And he's raising money for some charity thing there, some charity deal. So good for him. Okay. I guess that's kind of a scooter. Kind of boring. 11 days on a scooter, man. That's a long time on a scooter. I'll give him some props. Legit. All right. This is impressive. A yoga teacher holds the scorpion pose for 29 minutes to break a world record. The scorpion where they're like on their arms, and then they're bent up around a thing that looks like a scorpion there. I don't know if you... Anyways, 29 minutes and 4 seconds. That's a long time to hold that pose. Ooh, I bet you he was sore. Probably not. He's probably built himself up to that. Then the pain music starts. The yodel. You're talking about the yodel. Hey, you know, yodel for... 10 minutes or so, man. We got plenty of time. Oh, this is it? We came to the end? Oh, no, this guy. This guy here. A Colombian team solved... I don't know if we did this one before. Now, I can't... I don't have Gumby here to ask, but it was posted today. Maybe it's the same record. A Colombian team solved 3 Rubik's Cubes while juggling them. In 4 minutes, 31.01 seconds. That's pretty cool, man. Because I can't even solve one. It's been, 37 years, 6 months, 2 days, and 5 minutes since I tried starting mine. And I'm almost there, though. I'm almost there. But juggling takes a lot of concentration. Now, if it was an Idaho man, I would expect he'd be, like, bouncing on a ball or on a balance beam or something like that. Or this. Now, I know we did this record before, but it was a different guy. It wasn't our buddy, David Rush. He must have been listening to the show and heard about this guy and said, hey, even Commodore could break that one. Well, not really. I can't run a marathon. Well, this is a half marathon. But anyway, an Idaho man broke a Guinness World Record by running a half marathon while wearing 111 T-shirts. You'll recall last year some guy broke the record. But now it's the Idaho man, 111 T-shirts. And it was like cutting off his circulation. He said his hands swelled and all this shit. It can't be a very good, healthy thing to do. He was very hot. 40 pounds of T-shirts. His ring was constricted, wedding ring was constricted. Couldn't touch his thumb across his hand. So swelled up. So don't suggest you do this at home. There. All right, man. That's pretty much all the interesting news. Except for that there was another terrible shooting over the weekend, right? And this guy, this was the racist one, the race guy, white supremacist guy, goes into the supermarket and shoots up all these black people because, you know, he's a piece of shit. Well, there was a good guy with a gun there. The guard had a gun. Guard in the store had a gun. Shot the guy, but the guy was wearing body armor and shot him back and killed him. So when this stupid NRA asshole say, well, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, tell them to go fuck themselves, huh? Huh? What do you think, huh? All right. And that's all I got to say on that.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Rotten onions.
I ought to beat your brains in. I think I will.
There you go. Okie doke. Well, sorry for getting all serious there with the news. You know, we usually reserve the news for fun and frivolity. Not serious crap. Still, how the fuck do you do 3 Rubik's Cubes whilst juggling them? That's, like, weird, man. Something wrong with that critter's brain. Be able to do stuff like that. Alright, can you say that on the radio? Deliquescent? Deliquescent. Got some, 50 centers here. Deliquescent, an adjective, becoming liquid or having a tendency to become liquid. It's like, when I was a young lad, the ladies would become all deliquescent when I would walk by. Ew. Pretty gross, man. That's why they stay away in droves, baby. Flabbergast. I use that one on occasion. Surprise someone greatly. Flim flam. That's really come into vogue. Last 6 years or so. The action of or habit of eating something, estimating something as worthless is flocking the sinhalification. If you don't believe me, look it up. Loquacious? Doesn't even talk a great deal. Talkative. Why? Whatever do they mean? Quincunts! Quincunts! An arrangement of 5 objects with 4 at the corners of a square or rectangle and the 5th in the center. Used for the 5 on a dice or playing card. Okay, I gotcha. Quincunts. Q-U-I-N-C-U-N-X. Cunts? It's gotta be cunts. Quincunts. Quincunts. Alright, I'm sorry. Nothing funny about that, Quincunts. Let's do a quickie.
One hippopotami cannot get on a bus because one hippopotami is 2 hippopotamus. And if you have 2 goose, that makes 1 geese. A pair of mouse is mice, a pair of moose is meese. A paranoia is a bunch of mental blocks. And when Ben Casey meets Kildare, that's called a paradox. When 2 minks fall in love with all their heart and soul, you'll find the plural of 2 minks is 1 mink stole. Singulars and plurals are so different, bless my soul. Has it ever occurred to you that the plural of half is whole? A bunch of tooth is teeth. A group of foot is feet. And 2 canaries make a pair. They call it a parakeet. A paramecium
is not a pair. A parallelogram is just a crazy square. Nobody knows just what a paraphernalia is, and what is half a pair of scissors? It's a single sieve with someone you adore. If you should find romance, you'll pant and pant once more. And that's a pair of pants.
Indeed. I find that I am liking Mr. Alan Sherman more and more as I get older. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I think he was cornball when I was a kid. But he was very witty and melodic. Everybody enjoyed that. We all had a good chuckle and enjoyed some good music. Well, I don't know how regular I'm going to be doing these possum hours here until my pal RJ Gumby returneth. May do one next Monday. I don't know about Friday. Take a little hiatus. I'd say the best thing to do with the way the algorithms are rhyming these days is to subscribe to this channel if you haven't already, and then you will be alerted when new shows are scheduled. Alright. Because it ain't nearly as fun. It ain't nearly as fun without Gumby. He's fun to talk, you know, and then he'll get me going off in a different direction. He makes me funnier, that's for sure. He's a funny guy. So. Well, I don't know. Like I said, I'll probably do next Monday. And then after that, I'll be out of town for the one after that. And working. Next Friday, so hey, Fridays are kind of hemmed up, especially in the summer. So they'll be farther and fewer between, but I'll post them on the Fuck Boo. I'm not going to put up There's No Possum or whatever. I don't know. Look for it whenever it comes up. It'll be a Monday or a Friday. I know that much. And I'll probably change my mind. Because I have nothing else to do. It's a sad state of affairs. I used to have celebrities show up on this fucking show. And now here I am. All by myself. You got Gumby. Alright, where's my yodel? Sorry, dude. Got a yodel, man. We're burning daylight again. I blather on. Where's my freaking yodel? What is the yodel? Upload a yodel? Oh, yeah. The yodel blues. The yodel blues. Where's the yodel blues, man? There they are.
Oh, the old day, when I'm low, the old day, in New York City, they talk a different style. So busy making money, they ain't got time to smile.
It was so doggone crowded, I felt so hemmed in there. We came back home to Texas to get a breath of air.
Probably do another one Monday. It's you know what it is. It's the fucking yodel, man. And it's also the Monday night tradition, man. If I didn't hang out with Cake for a while on Monday nights, I don't know, man. It'd be like a fissure in the fabric of time. Red wine mixed with some iced tea. Well, we're gonna have to say goodnight, everybody. So, here we go. Good night, everybody!
And now, folks, it's time to say good night. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
I was gonna make espresso.